Hey, I think they want to see your faces, not mine. So, how many of you wish you had a little bit of money in your pocket? Okay, one guy, we got a 1.5. Only, okay, that's good. You're not avaricious. That's beautiful. Well, when I was your age, when I was 9 years old, is anybody here 9? You're 10. Well, you're way too old. I don't know if I can talk to you. When I was 9, I had a friend, Joy, and she was 10. She was older than me, but she was, you know, I was a little stronger than her. But we were good friends because she was a tomboy. So we wanted some money. Have you ever had a Kool-Aid stand? You ever heard of Kool-Aid? Oh, gee, okay. Kool-Aid's good. Kool-Aid's good. Yeah, sometimes you need Kool-Aid. And we lived on a street, and we thought we'll have a Kool-Aid stand because we wanted some money. We wanted to buy some stuff. And I don't want to say the word candy, but that probably did cross our minds. We wanted some money. And so we're trying to figure out, how do we get a Kool-Aid stand and get people to buy it? Because they got to buy your Kool-Aid if you're going to make money. You can't just have the stand. So we got our table, we got our chair, we made our sign, Kool-Aid, 5 cents a cup. That was a lot of money back then. You could buy a whole candy bar with 5 cents. And you know what we did, though? We thought, if they just buy one cup, that pretty much gets us nowhere. That's one candy bar apiece. So what we thought had a great idea. I had a skateboard. How many of you have a skateboard? This guy has everything. He's 10 years old, and he has a skateboard, but now he doesn't. Okay, fine, okay. So he used to have a skateboard. Well, anyway, we had a skateboard. I had this skateboard. Has anyone seen a skateboard that's 6 feet long? Here, I want you to come. Hey, okay, 10-year-old boy, come here. I want you to see. Can you stand up here a second? So I had a skateboard that was this tall. Come over here. You ever seen a skateboard that's this tall? My dad must have had a piece of wood that was 6'3", so that's how long my skateboard was. That's pretty long. And it was a bit of a spectacle when I'd come down the road on that, because it's kind of like a surfboard, right? And so some of the little kids in the neighborhood wanted to go for a ride in my skateboard. And let's see how many kids we can get in a skateboard. Why don't you guys sit on this thing? It's kind of narrow, but your tushes aren't quite as big as mine. Okay, now, we're not going sideways, buddy. We're going this way. This thing is going downhill. Okay. How many can we get on here? Okay, so that's about how many we had. We thought, man, okay, good. Okay, we can get the whole crew up here on this skateboard. We could have made a lot of money on this. So the deal was, if they bought 3 cups of Kool-Aid, they could have one ride in the skateboard. And nobody could drink 3 cups of my Kool-Aid, so our lawn got watered with lemonade that day. And we had it on a Sunday, and these little kids had just come home from church. And they were all wearing white, one girl in a white dress, and then 2 boys in white shirts. And they came running over when they saw the Kool-Aid stand with the skateboard there, and they each had to buy 3 cups. And then somebody else came, so we had like 4 kids, then Joy and I had the skateboard. We thought, this is great. We have all this money. So we got on the top of the hill, and we had the skateboard, so I got on back here, because I was strong, and Joy was in front. She sat up here because she was smart, and she was steering, and we pushed off. And the hill wasn't too steep, and we're going this way, but you guys are looking out the side window. We were going this way. And we started going, and you know how sidewalks have those little slats in them? Going, it's like going down a road that has cement. And we started getting some speed because we had all this weight and all these kids, and we were flying down the road. This was pretty fun, going fast down the hill. And these kids were yelling and screaming, and we were yelling and screaming because we wanted to amp them up a little bit and really make it exciting because we did want them to get their money's worth. And everything was great except for the end of the story, of course. So we get down to the bottom of the hill, and I still remember the guy at the end of the hill, he had a perfect lawn. Now, perfect lawn in Southern California means water. And he used water every day to keep his grass green. And he had this one place where it was kind of low, and there was a puddle. And the dirt would sort of rise up above the grass. You'd see green grass, then brown, this big, nice puddle, and then green grass. Now, why do you think our skateboard went off the sidewalk right by his puddle? Probably the devil. I don't know what it was. It was terrible. But our skateboard went off to the side, and when the front wheel hit the dirt, everything stopped. But these kids kept going because of momentum. And we had three little white kids in white dresses in a brown puddle. This was ugly. Joy and I were smart enough to know this is a problem. And you know, and now we were going to lose all our money if we had to clean their clothes, right? So what do you think we did? We said goodbye, and we grabbed the skateboard, went back to our Kool-Aid stand, and it just vaporized. It disappeared. The table, the Kool-Aid, the sign, just bang, was gone, and it vanished. And we were gone. So for that minute, everything was good, right? Because we had the money. They were dirty. They were going home crying because they knew they were in trouble now. They're in trouble because they had white Sunday outfits. Now they're brown. And they're going home. And we thought, well, are their parents going to call our parents? What's going to happen? We were worried. Nothing happened. Wow, we got away with it. Pretty cool. Except we knew right where these kids lived. So I couldn't walk by that house anymore because I knew their mom would reach out the window and grab me by the neck and pull me in and shake me until she had all that Kool-Aid money out of me. So I was afraid of that house. Couldn't go down that part of the street. The next few months, I was in fear. I didn't like that. And you know what I learned from that skateboard? You know, sometimes if you make a mistake, sometimes it's better just to go tell somebody. Because I couldn't go to that whole part of my neighborhood near that house because I was afraid of the people there. The dad might come out. He might, who knows what he'd do to me. Yeah, there you go. Or worse, yeah. And so I learned from that sometimes if I make a mistake, I go and tell the person I made a mistake so I don't have to worry about it. Because I don't like worrying. I don't like being afraid. So I got to tell you, if you make a mistake sometime, just go tell somebody, I made a mistake. And, you know, pay the penalty, pay the price, lose your Kool-Aid money. Big deal. But it's worth it. That's the lesson I learned from my skateboard and the mud and the Kool-Aid. Can we say a little word of prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you love us. Even when we make mistakes, even when we have mud all over us, and that you'll always take us back and forgive us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.